Okay, Jesse, can you tell me a little bit about tonight's event? It's my understanding you're going to have four Democratic candidates for the 9th Congressional District. Can you tell me a little bit about what Hoosier Action does and why it is that you're behind setting up this forum?
Yeah, so Hoosier Action is a community organization that seeks to build the power of Southern Indiana's working families along a statement of values entitled Building the Indiana We Deserve, which people can read on our website, HoosierAction.org, that basically outlines the various ways in which all Hoosiers deserve freedom, dignity, and democracy, and all too often are currently denied it. So we're hosting this candidate forum. You're correct in saying that four Democratic candidates will be there. We also invited Representative Hollingsworth, but he did not return our communications with him. So we will be leaving a chair empty for him. And we're hosting this in order to assert our agenda and bring the voices of everyday Hoosiers from this part of the state into the public square and attract gravity around that agenda so that the candidates will feel that they have to respond to us and be accountable to us because our political system too often gives too much voice to the wealthy few and not enough voice to everyday people.
And what are some of the subjects that you are going to be asking the four candidates for the Democratic nomination for the 9th Congressional District?
We have members asking a variety of questions that concern them and around which they have personal stories, everything from sexual harassment on the job at low-wage work to healthcare insecurity to the issues that IU students are facing. We've got a question coming from one of the members of our IU chapter, which is entitled Campus Action for Democracy. So we'll be asking an array of questions, and then people who come to attend the meeting who are not Hoosier Action members will also have an opportunity to ask their questions of the candidates.
And is this the first time that Hoosier Action has held one of these forums with political candidates?
This is our first candidate forum. We will be hosting more of them as the march toward 2018 elections continues, and not just with the candidates for U.S. House, but also for a variety of state House and Senate races in the area. We've done a lot of work around healthcare, not just resisting the threats to healthcare and Medicaid that were coming from Washington, but also from our own state House. The governor had a plan to put a work requirement on Medicaid, which our members were very concerned about. We've partnered with other organizations like Mother Hubbard's Cupboard around food security and food stamp recipients. We're going to be organizing a project around them and small farmers in order to have an impact on the farm bill. Our Senator Joe Donnelly is on the Agriculture Committee in the Senate, so we hope we can have a big impact there. But essentially, it's just the areas that concern most people most of the time, which is to say housing and healthcare and food and education and work and having all of the freedom and dignity that you need in order to create a vibrant community and healthy families.
And have you heard anything back from the candidates? Are you expecting all of them to attend outside of Representative Hollingsworth?
The candidates who have confirmed their participation are Dan Cannon, Robert Chatlos, Brandon Hood, and Liz Watson in alphabetical order. And I anticipate they've all been promoting the event. This is the first time they'll get a chance to square off with one another since the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee registered Indiana's 9th Congressional District as one of its target districts. So it's the most competitive race in the state. And this will be the first time that the candidates have gotten a chance to square off before that was since that announcement was made. And we expect there will be a lot of eyes on it, and that they will get their positions across and differentiate themselves from one another. And we'll see how they respond to the concerns of Hoosier Action members and members of the community.
And how large is Hoosier Action, and how many people do you think are involved, both in South Central Indiana and across the state?
Well, our biggest chapter is in Bloomington, but we're working to build chapters in Morgan and Johnson County and at IU. and down in New Albany. We've got a campaign down there in defense of some public housing that the mayor is threatening to demolish. That campaign's called We Are New Albany, and I'd urge people to look that up. It's also on our website, HoosierAction.org. So we're growing. I can't give you a precise figure for the number of dues-paying members that we have, but I bet that tonight we'll fill up the Lampkin Hall at Ivy Tech Community College Bloomington on the west side, which has a capacity of 125 people, just based on the attendance who've RSVP'd on Facebook.
And it's my understanding that the event tonight will be live streamed. Is that so? And where could people check that out online?
Yes, people should follow Hoosier Action on Facebook, and we will be live streaming it.
Is this partnered with Ivy Tech at all?
No, it will just be taking place there. I can tell you that delegations of Hoosier Action members have gone to Washington, D.C. to do both lobby visits with our elected representatives in Congress and also direct actions, including some nonviolent civil disobedience, getting arrested at Senator Todd Young's office in protest of the plan to tear health care from millions of Americans. So what we're doing is bringing people together. We're trying to bring people from a place of isolation to a place of community, from a place of despair into a place of action, and from a place of scarcity into a place of abundance, where we realize actually there is more than enough for us all to live in freedom, dignity, and democracy. It's just that it's being hoarded by a tiny, wealthy few, and that we've got to get into some conflict with those people around the things that matter to us, in order to transform Indiana to the state that we believe that it can be and that we believe that we deserve.
Is Hoosier Action a nonprofit or registered as a nonprofit entity?
It is a nonprofit entity, yeah. It's a 501c4, which means that we can do direct political work, but we are not-for-profit, yes.
All right, Jesse Meyerson, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Have a good one.